We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter. Welcome, everyone, to Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us this week. I am your host, Dave Stouter, the health warrior, and with me, as always...
Bill Sardi, you're a resident health journalist, and I'm kind of a self-proclaimed expert. Actually, it comes from years of homework, and I do broadcast here from my medical library. It has about 1,200 books in it, and actually, I've read all of them. So I don't know whether that makes me smarter than somebody. I don't know who. But the idea is not about being smart, but about you being smart, and that's what this show is about. We try to talk about things that help you in the beginning, in particular of our show, things that we have no commercial value in, interest in, so that we can really show you that we do have a heart for trying to get people well. And David Stouter is the proprietor and inventor, developer of Apple Health Foods in Redwood City, California. So that's where he's broadcasting from. I'm here in Southern California. You are in your seats, locked down with your seatbelts on, and ready for us to take off. And I want to talk about something, David, which is what happens when the science changes? Will your doctor follow?
Bill, you know, I read science, and you send me so much of the science that you read, and there's so much going on, and I communicate it to people that come in the store, but it's strange to me. It's sort of like it doesn't exist until their doctor says it does. Are the doctors up on this stuff?
Well, they might be up on some of it, or they hear some of it, or they declare it's unproven, and you know, the proof that they're looking for might be beyond your lifespan, because some of this requires studies like in aging. It might require quite a few decades. In other words, they're never going to come up with it. And actually, we kind of point fingers at modern medicine when they continue to say that natural medicines don't work and show us the evidence, but they refuse to do it, conduct the studies. So, and the preposterous idea that the only thing that makes you well are synthetic man-made molecules that have patents and make drug companies billions of dollars, when Mother Nature, none of them are the natural molecules. They'd be declared drugs if they cure, prevent, or treat a disease. So it's the synthetic molecules versus nature. And it's preposterous to believe that nature doesn't provide molecules. And by the way, the biological action of most prescription drugs can be duplicated with products that you find in, like at Apple Health Foods in Redwood City, amino acids and vitamins and minerals and herbs, like that kind of stuff. And the one I wanted to bring up as an example is the incredible shrinking brain. We've become aware in the last year and a half or two that the brain progressively shrinks as we get older. The brain kind of reaches its maximum size around age 40 and then starts to shrink in the seventh and eighth decade of life. And in the latter decades of life, the volume, the brain size is about that of a seven-year-old. David.
Wow.
I mean, we've got all this worry about Alzheimer's disease and getting old and dementia and memory loss and you know, and they don't have any medicines for it, not any effective medicines, just drugs that make money for the drug companies. And so what happens here is, and the question I'm asking the audience is your doctor talking to you about this? This is in the literature. This isn't just one article. It's pretty clear that you can do something about it. Want to hear what it is?
Yeah.
You need vitamin B12 and DHA-rich fish oil, docosaxaenoic DHA. It's in fish oil, folks. So fish oil and vitamin B12 are the antidotes to the incredible shrinking brain. Is your doctor – now, imagine you're over 40, and you go in to see the doctor, and what are you going to complain about? I mean, you've got this progressively shrinking brain. So you have to come in with a symptom. There has to be a diagnosis and a billing code on the insurance. And then he'll do a brain scan to see if your brain is shrinking. I don't think that's going to happen. Do you, David? I mean, they're not going to do this. So your brain is going to shrink down until you're Alzheimer'd, you know, later on in life. And then it's kind of too late, you know, and so you've got all this trouble. And now they want to give you drugs to fix what we knew about decades earlier. Now, I will say that there is an incredible amount of literature just in the last few months about vitamin D and a deficiency of sunshine vitamin D, which is free, by the way, remember, out there in the sunshine, and a deficiency of sunshine vitamin D strongly associated with dementia, meaning mental capacity, mental decline, and it rises 41 to 60% among older adults who have low vitamin D levels. And they show even that, you know, vitamin D is known for the bones, helping calcium work and that. But there's impaired blood flow to the brain with low vitamin D levels. Now, most of us have low vitamin D levels. We're indoor dwellers. We've heard about, you know, sunscreens and skin cancer and all this. We're hiding from the sun, especially in the winter. We're indoor creatures these days. And so we've got low vitamin D levels, just rampant all around the country. Well, you know, do you have the gumption? Are you going to go to your doctor and tell him, look, I heard this guy on the radio, and he said we have an incredible shrinking brain. And should I take vitamin B12 and fish oil and vitamin D? Or are you going to have the gumption to, like, do it yourself? Now, the reason why I'm talking is because I'm hoping to reach those people who have never made an independent health decision in their lifetime. Now, there's a whole bunch. I find that this is a category that includes a lot of people, probably most people.
Yeah, you're right.
They've relied on their doctor or a loved one who goes to their doctor and asks on their behalf, but they've never really had the gumption. And this kind of person has also never made a decision about anything regarding their own money. I mean, it's okay if you're employer puts some money in a stock market plan so you get a pension, but you don't know how to do that. And they keep you in the dark on that one too. And so you don't know that you're getting fleeced. I was trying to tell people the other day that if Social Security was keeping up with the rate of inflation, the average Social Security check today is about $1,173 or $37, $1,137, I think it is. And see, my memory slipping. But it should be, if it kept up with inflation, about $3,300. Yeah, you got shortchanged because they didn't keep up with inflation. That's the problem coming from the central bank of our country that keeps printing money, causing inflation, which then causes the prices of everything to go up. But your Social Security check didn't go up fast enough. Now, I won't say that it didn't go up because I think in 1980, the average pension check was about $321. So it did go up, but not fast enough. And you're getting shortchanged. And that's why mom and dad, you know, the garage door on the house is still old wood door. Haven't been able to replace it. The kitchen needs refabbed and you can't do that. I mean, all these things. And we're down. Oh, we can't afford money for the medicines. So we have to rely on our health plan. And if it's over $10 copay on our medicines, we can't pay for it. But what I'm bringing up is they've got us locked down now. Now we don't have the income to make an independent decision about our health in regards to buying a dietary supplement. And on top of it all, do we have the mindset? Would we bolt from our doctors, these gods in green gowns, you know, in the operating room? These men who enter the holy of holies, the operating suite, you know, to operate on us, would we defy them or move forward without their permission? And they're not into preventive medicine, folks. The nicest, most wonderful doctor that you have, would you have the gumption to start taking vitamin B12 and fish oil? Now, B12 might be in your multivitamin. It's that 6 micrograms. It won't do you any good. You need 300, 500 micrograms That's not even a milligram, folks, but you need that much at least. I tell folks get 1,000 or 2,000 or more.
Yeah, I agree.
And some people have atrophic gastritis. Your stomach and the rest of your gut gastric tract has shrunk. You've had H. pylori, a little bug in your digestive tract, about 52% of us have it. It shut down and killed the cells that make stomach acid. You can't even absorb B12. And you're going to need to find B12 with intrinsic factor, because that's something your stomach makes to make B12 works. And that's available now too. But the point is, we're trying to coach you. And we have no commercial interest in this at all. We're just asking you, based on the knowledge that your brain is going to shrink down to that of a 7-year-old's, what will you do about it? Wait for your doctor to prescribe and do a brain scan and see if it's true? This is universal, folks. This happens in all of us, whether we get Alzheimer's or not. So I'm just asking the question. You're going to need some vitamin D too, because the evidence is compelling that the lack of vitamin D leads to an old brain, a one that can't remember, one that slips into memory loss and dementia. And then you're in a nursing home. You know, half the folks in nursing homes today for Alzheimer's disease could be set free because they're there from the side effects caused by prescription drugs. We've pointed this out on the show before, too. How much evidence, how much rattling your cage will it take to you for you to break the faith you have? And it's a misplaced faith. There's nothing wrong with a little faith in your doctors. But, you know, we can be loyal to a fault with modern medicine. And I wonder if we've gone that far. And I wonder if you're allowing them to, now that you have been exposed to this evidence, that the medical literature conclusively shows. This comes from Stanford University, where they showed the shrinking brain issue. It comes from Proceedings, National Academy of Science, the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease and Dementia. These are all current reports, and the Journal of Neurology, Journal of Epidemiology. This, I'm just citing the references I used to show that we need vitamin D, vitamin B12, and fish oil to prevent the incredible shrinking brain syndrome. Now,
Bill, so let me say this. Let me help before we take a break here and have a Heart Health Radio. Let me just help everybody find their gumption real quick. Imagine yourself in the farmer's market or the grocery store or the health food store where you buy your produce and you're standing in front of the produce case. Do you ask your doctor what food you can buy? Of course not, because that's your food. Food supplements are the same way. You don't have to get permission to take food supplements like you do a prescription, night and day. We're going to take
But David, you know, see, the concern there is, but will it interfere with my prescription drugs? We've got it.
Let's hope so. Look,
we've got it backwards. Will the drugs interfere with my foods and my food supplements?
God bless you for saying it out loud, Bill. I tell you what, some people will say to me, will this interfere with my medications? And I give them a look and I say, well, let's hope so. And it takes them aback. And I go, look, I don't mean to be cheeky. I'll answer your question, but we do have it backwards, folks. Most everything bad that could happen to you from a medication happens because it interferes with nutrients. You know, it'd be like Bill telling me I ought to exercise and me saying, well, gee, Bill, will that interfere with my cigarette smoking? You know, I don't smoke cigarettes, by the way. We got it backwards, folks, but we're going to help you get it forwards. Don't go anywhere.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy. Called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinix. Go to Longevinix.com or call 866-405-4000.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us today. Today is Gumption Day. I'm going to try and get you to find the gumption to make your own health decisions. I'm Dave Stouter, your health warrior. With me, Bill Sardi, health journalist.
And
Bill.
Forrest Gumption.
Forrest Gumption. That's my man, Forrest Gumption. You know, Bill, I keep reading articles about a new frontier in medicine, meaning drugs. And they keep talking about the way they're going to go now is that they're going to look at your genes, and your genes are going to tell you which drug is going to be the best, because you and I both may have a problem, but your genes are different. So they'll know they give you this drug, and they'll give me this drug instead. And we'll look at our genes, and we'll know what our health future is going to be, and we can get the right treatment sooner. I mean, they're making it like some brave new world, but I'm suspicious. It sounds like just another way to force you to do something. Bill, you have this gene. You have to do this. Am I wrong about this?
How about the BRCA1 gene? That's the breast cancer gene. And this got famous, become infamous, actually, over Angelina Jolie, who at about age 37, 39 here, whatever it was, somewhere in there, she goes and gets a test. They find out her family has a family history of breast cancer. She tests positive for this breast cancer gene, has double mastectomies. Her breasts are lopped off. And of course, she's glamorous. This is what she's known for. And then they find out that she's had the implants, and she looks just as glamorous as ever. And of course, was it a publicity stunt? What was it, a publicity stunt? Because really, you know, in her age group, kind of the breast tissue starts to sag, and so she wants to keep up her image. So did she do this? I wonder if the plastic surgeons or something paid her under the table. But at any rate, what happens here is that what this ended up to be is, if ladies, if you're fearful already and you've had a family history of breast cancer and you go get this test and you're positive for the BRCA gene, 40 or 50 years before you'd ever get breast cancer, you can have your breasts removed to get rid of the risk. Well, you may never get breast cancer. And now they find out, this is coming from Stanford University, that you're going to live just as long if you were diagnosed with breast cancer with a lumpectomy, just taking out the little lump of cancer cells, than as you are having a full mastectomy. So now where did they lead us? It was all about getting free breast implants from the insurance company, now that you had to have a double mastectomy when you were of younger age and it was important to you cosmetically. So that's what this was about.
Wow. And so in other words, you're saying that instead of, if I'm a woman and I say, gee, I'd like to have a breast surgery, well, I'll have to pay for it myself because it's elective. But if I have this gene, I can say, gee, I'm frightened of my future, and I can end up getting my insurance plan to pay for them.
Yeah, and you're in the age group when it, you know, it's important to you, so they're going to, you know, bow to this. And the doctors roll over and say, well, you know, if the fearful patient comes to me and insists because of family history, I had no choice but to remove the breasts. He knows full well you're not reducing the risk of cancer. And here's Stanford University, and it's showing, you know, American Medical Association even saying that, you know, the survival is about 81% with the lumpectomy or the breast removal. So where did we lead women there? You know, we don't see that we're pawns, and sometimes we fall for stuff. And maybe we want to because we want the breast implants. But at any rate, that's where we're going. Hey, listen, I want to give a plug to something that is completely extraneous, David. And okay. I want to tell you, it's not in healthcare, but for all of you listening, some of you grandmas and grandpas that have grandkids or parents with kids, are they having trouble learning mathematics? You know, they got this Common Core. I won't go into the whole thing, but they're teaching kids math so confusing the parents can't even help their kids The parents can't pass the Common Core math test. I won't go into it all, but they're not teaching math like they used to. And one of the things we find out is they want you today to memorize 467 math facts. You know, 5 times 5 is 25, 5 times 6 is 30. And we don't know what it means. We just know the right answer. And kids learn 467 of these by memorization, and they give the right answer. But that they really know math. Well, I want to bring up a math teacher, call his attention to you, because he's made my 10-year-old kid, Matthew, his prize student now, Richard Garcia. We call him America's Math Teacher, and he's at basicmathsolutions.com. And my son is helping sell his workbook. No profit to daddy. This is just all going to Mr. Garcia, frankly. But Mr. Garcia coached third grade kids in a struggling class where all the kids are special ed. And he got the third graders to do fourth and fifth grade work. And they loved doing math and looked forward to it. And my son started doing algebra within 6 weeks. How did he do it? If you want to know how,
wow.
I couldn't believe this because Mr. Garcia comes to our home and tutors our child. But if you'd like him to tutor your child online, on video, or in a workbook, if you homeschool, basicmathsolutions.com, go read about it, go see it. My story about this will be posted at lewrockwell.com pretty soon. But I just want to tell everybody there's a way out. Now, let me tell you how he does it, okay?
Real quick. I got grandkids.
Okay, look. The kids are confused because if you say 4 plus 5 should be 9, right? The 4, the numeral 4, is not 4, and neither is 5. It just represents 4 and 5 of something. So what Mr. Garcia has the children do, with their own hand, you can't tell them this. Kids, I want you to draw 4 dots next to the 4 and 5 dots next to the 5. Okay. Now, how many dots is that if you add them up? And the kids simply take the 4 and the 5 above and put them below. And you've got 9. Okay. And now they're getting it. 4 only represents 4 and 5 represents 5. And now this represents 9 if you combine them together. Okay. And the kids start to get it. And then Mr. Garcia goes, kids, look at the 9 dots down there. How many of those 9 dots are there in sets of 3? Oh, there's 3 sets of 3. How many sets of 4? Oh, 2 sets of 4 and 1 extra. How many sets of 2? There's 4. He's teaching them division and multiplication and addition all at the same time. The kids go from math and then to subtraction. They forget addition. Then they go to multiplication. They forget. He's putting it all into one. My son started getting it clearly. Let me give you the other little fallacy. It's just a little tip to you.
Mm-hmm.
6 plus 7. 6 plus 7. 13. Okay, we're going to take those 6 dots and those 7 dots and put them down here. 13 dots. So we're going to put the numeral 3 and we're going to carry the what? No, we're not going to carry the 1. It's not a 1. That's why the kids are confused. It's a 10. And then the next integer over is 100 and then 1,000 and then, you know, and all of a sudden the kids get it. They're so confused about carrying over to the next place. Now, if you want to have your kids and grandkids get coached by America's math teacher, who'll show your kids how to do it and they'll be successful. Forget all this testing stuff. And I'm telling you, this guy's taking kids that are absolute flunkouts and making them math geniuses, and it's at basicmathsolutions.com. I'm giving him a plug here free just because I want to see our kids stop getting shortchanged by our school systems that are adopting some federal government program that got pushed on all the states called Common Core. So that I've had enough of that. Okay, I've said enough. Basic Math Solutions, Richard Garcia, basicmathsolutions.com. Okay.
Hey, Bill, but you know what? It's a good plug because, you know, our show's about education and we're trying to educate people beyond what they're being taught, if you will. And, plus our kids, math sort of underlies a whole bunch of of things in your life. So I'm going to look at this for our grandkids, and I tell you what, let's go ahead then and take a short break here on Have a Heart Health Radio, and we'll veer back into the health vein here, so don't go away, folks.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF. That's 877-277-5343. 877-277-5343. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, by the way, don't forget, I check now, everybody's asleep out there. Nobody gave us a call. We'd love to answer your health questions on the air. We have a toll-free number. You can leave us a message. It's 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We would love to hear from you. Questions, comments, things like that. You know, Bill, I remember not too long ago, seeing a movie, and it was dealing with the legend of Ponce de Leon, who was always searching for the fountain of youth. And in this movie, the whole idea was when you drank the water from the fountain of youth, you suddenly went from being 60 years old to being 20. You know, it reversed you back dramatically like that. And I mean, I think when you say the word anti-aging pill, people think magic. You know, I'm going to take a pill and suddenly wake up and be 20 years old. But that's not really what we're talking about, but there's quite a bit going on in anti-aging technology. Do we understand it? Are we ready for it?
There is a picture. It was done. I forget the artist, but it showed people, older people, coming on a horse and carriage, and getting out, and disrobing and getting into this pool of water, and then coming out on the other side, young, and full of laughter and all the other activity of youth. And of course that's the idea that has plagued us, because we don't want to really necessarily live longer. We just want to look young or younger than we do. And so we're actually into the anti-aging era. We're spending billions, and this is brought up, I think they said the anti-aging market is like $162 billion. Yeah, for wigs and contact lenses and plastic surgery and skin creams and all that stuff that makes us look younger. But what about living longer? Well, the problem with living longer has been that I have this picture of a man here in my office, and he's 100 years old and blowing out the 100 candles on his 100th birthday. And as I show it and explain what it is, before I can even finish, everyone says, oh, I never want to live that long. And modern medicine has done this to us, because all we can see is being over-medicated, drooling at the mouth, in a wheelchair. We don't want to live like that. You know, we're being diapered, all this whole thing. Well, who does want to live like that? We cannot imagine that it is possible today to maintain our health span and our lifespan. And by the way, we talked about the incredible shrinking brain. There went your mind span, by the way. You don't want to shrink any of those. You can actually, believe this now, you can reverse aging, not just slow it down. If you're older, you can reverse it. And so Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, boy, he sounds like one of the biblical patriarchs himself. He is one of the fashioners of our current, we call it Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, and there's been a lot of criticism of it. But he's come out and said, look, life is a downhill slope. After age 75, there isn't much left to accomplish but witness your own mental and physical decline. So he's not going to have any more vaccinations at age 75, no more interventions, no more brain scans, no more colonoscopies, nothing. He's just going to let himself go. And he says, I don't suggest this for everybody, but he's basically saying that we should voluntarily have an expiration date. We should just settle for age 75 as our expiration date. Now, I'm kind of oddly struggling with the, you know, we're living in an aging is optional era when we finally understand we can manipulate our genes and live longer and healthily as the biblical patriarchs once did. Yes, I'm not kidding you. There are mechanisms in your body. They discovered these in the 1970s. They threw them under the bus because the life insurance industry realized they were briefed about this ahead of the public, and it was all thrown in the biological closet because they didn't want us to know that you can manipulate genes and make it possible for us to live younger and healthier and longer. And we're talking about adding 30 more years to life, not trivially. And this has been done in the animal lab. It's been done with fruit flies and roundworms and mice. And we believe it can be done with humans. So there are mechanisms that would make us, and we can, Dr. Stuart Richard at the Veterans Hospital in North Chicago has shown you can take a man who's lost a great deal of his sight and his night vision and so on, and his hearing and his mental capacity, and give him a pill. It's our sponsor's product, Longevinix, and he's now done it in quite a few people. Their hearing comes back and improves. All of this has been tested. Their memory function comes back. All of it is one package, and you can do it with an anti-aging pill. We call it Longevinix, like longevity, the word longevity. And this is what, you know, the point is, the question for our audience today, look, is living an extra 30 wonderful, healthy years, is that pointless or not? Is it worth living at those extra years? You know, a lady in France did it. She lived 122 years, and she was riding a bicycle, and she cut a singing album, and she had a great sense of humor. She was very active. And a lot of folks today in their 80s and 90s are still very active. And so we're finding this to be true. We're adding more years to our life, but are we adding more life to our years? That's what an anti-aging pill would do for us. You use natural molecules like you find in red wine. The resveratrol molecule is the one that's frequently talked about. But there are other molecules to it, and they're all combined into a little pill called Longevinix. And they're giving people their sight back. That's all documented by Dr. Stuart Richard. They're making stem cells that your body makes come alive and survive and regenerate damaged tissues in your brain, in your eyes. Dr. Stuart Richard, again, showing this at the North Chicago Veterans Hospital. I'm wondering if anything like this rings a bell with you. Or are you siding with Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel? Maybe it's time to line up at that processing plant. Remember the movie Soylent Green? Might be a little bit forgotten, but it was all about people lining up as they got older and volunteering, and there was a shortage of food in the world, and they were processed, and Soylent Green became a little product of breakfast cereal, and everybody ate it, and it was powdered Homo sapiens people. So, I mean, you know, you talk to people and they say, well, you know, I don't want to live that long. We don't have the retirement funds and we don't have the, you know, I don't want to contribute to the overpopulation of the world. And for people who say that, I always say, well, Henry, you know, you first then. You know, why don't you, you know, bow out here in this wonderful thing, life that we've been given from God. The issue is that, you know, the overpopulation of the world is a fantasy that in developed countries, this is in Western Europe, Italy, North America, and Japan, the populations are declining. Where you advance the economy, women control population, not birth controls, not government agents, health agencies that are pulling stunts on us behind our back. So, you know, what happens is women just set the size of their families at about 2 kids, which is population neutral. And that's what's happening. Overpopulation of the world really depends on us elevating the economies of the rest of the world so we don't have overpopulation. Anyway, that's a myth too. We don't need to be afraid of it. And the point is, they've got these bioethicists, and they've got two types. One type, you can read about all of this in my article, In an Era of Anti-Aging Pills, Will the Next Generation of Humans Come with an Expiration Date? It's at resveratrolnews.com, R-E-S-V-E-R-A-T-R-O-L, resveratrolnews.com. But the question gets to be, there's two types of ethics. One are these ethicists are appointed by government to tell us to voluntarily not work at living too long, that it's against what God had in mind. I can't even imagine that. I mean, God started with hundreds of years. You know, Methuselah lives 950 plus years. Noah lives 900 and something years. I mean, the whole story is that, of course, the politicians don't want us to live that long because they've got to pay the pension checks and take care of our Medicare. And there are other bioethics experts, and they're just trying to argue not about that, but if you do have such a technology, that it should be equal and available to everybody. So in other words, government's going to have to pay for it. Well, what if it was affordable to everybody? You know, we've talked about anti-aging things that are free, like vitamin D. That activates an anti-aging molecule called Clotho, K-L-O-T-H-O. Did you know that if you went out and donated blood, bloodletting, that's anti-aging. You're taking the iron out of your body that's rusting your body away. We have a theory here of over-mineralization of your body. It rusts and calcifies as you get older, and you can use molecules that take those rusty molecules and calcifying molecules out, and we call that a little capsule that you can take orally called Longevinix. And so, you know, the idea is to mimic a calorie-restricted diet. In animals, if you restrict animals, take about 40% of their calories a day away, in other words, eat about one meal a day, you would theoretically live another 30 years. You would double the human lifespan from about 70 to 120, 140 years. So this is all possible. The problem is we don't have – it would take, you know, somewhere on 80 – to 90 years to conclusively prove this. Now, we're actually doing, Longevinix is doing a study where we take the measure the width of the red blood cells, which is a marker of aging, and we're going to have the results of that study. The first human study with a measure of mortality, we'll be giving the audience the results of that pretty soon in November, December. But the issue is here is that what would we like to do about it? Would we like to forge ahead and believe that maybe it's possible for us to live a long life? You know, Moses lived 120 years. He fasted. Now, that's what this pill does. Longevinix mimics fasting or calorie restriction. And, you know, he lived to his last day. Moses did. It said he was strong. His body was strong. He had good eyesight. And he was firm. We want to burn out like a light bulb flickers once and goes out, not 10 years of flickering, which is what modern medicine does to us. We're just chronically ill and overdrugged, and modern medicine thinks that's great. I don't think any of us do. Do you think there's an alternative? It might be a pill called Longevinix. If you want to find out more about it, 866-405-4000. Leave your name, phone number. They'll call you back, send you information. There's no sales pitches. 866-405-4000. Leave your name and phone number. They'll call you back. The product's called Longevinix. I formulated it. 866-405-4000. Do you think people get younger, David, that come to your store and use that pill? By the way, I started this pill that I formulated 10 years ago today. In photographs, I look younger today than I did 10 years ago.
And you know something, Bill? It's funny you say that because there's a video that you did about Longevinix maybe about 7-8 years ago. And we play it in the store from time to time. And as I was looking at you on the TV screen, and I was thinking, he looks younger now. He looks healthier now. And it's not just Longevinix, but look, folks, I'm 60 years old. Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel has me gone in 15 years. I'm not ready for that.
Dr. Emanuel's 57. His parents are in their 80s.
Well, yeah.
Don't ask about the incongruities there. What's he going to do with his
folks? No, I'll take another 60 years, and I'll tell you something, folks. I don't buy candy bars, Bill, but candy bars cost about $1, don't they? I buy like natural food type bars. They're $2 or $3. Longevinix is less than $1 a day.
The problem is most people who have promised longevity in the past have been hucksters.
Yeah.
You know, and so all of this is, you know, when people hear about it and you're advertising it, they think, oh, I have to ask my doctor first because I might get conned by somebody who's promising, you know, that I'll be young again. But what if I told it to you a different way? And this is in my article that I wrote online. What if you learned that it was being hidden from you all along and that you were kept from this? Would you feel different about it? You know, smokers, they found out that the executives of tobacco companies hid from them, and they got up in Congress and swore that they had no knowledge that tobacco could cause lung cancer and their early demise. They shortened their life by 10 years. And they showed a anti-smoking commercial with all those executives swearing in Congress when they found their letters and emails and everything saying they knew about it all along. And you know what? Then the smokers threw away their cancer sticks and felt, you know, lied to. You know, the pictures of the darkened lungs that were getting, sickened and diseased wasn't enough to convince them. But that they were lied to, oh, now that was different. And that was the most effective anti-smoking commercial ever. Well, what if you learn about that you've been lied to and this possibility? Since the 1970s, they have known how to manipulate genes and make us live as long as the biblical patriarchs. You can read my report, The Overmineralization Theory of Aging. It explains all this and tries to get – it's online, by the way, if you want to find it under my name, Bill Sardi, The Overmineralization Theory of Aging, what they knew and what they didn't tell us. Anyway, if you want to find a way out, it's called Longevinix, 866 405-4000.
Come on, folks. It's easy. It's inexpensive. You can do it.
By the way, David, there is a journal that I cite. See if I can find it here as I'm looking through my article. But they pointed out that anti-aging medicine is no longer filled with charlatans, that there are people called biogerontologists, and that we actually know it's an emerging field and it has good reputation, and we no longer can call people who are talking about anti-aging pills charlatans. And hucksters.
We'll just call them Forrest Gumption.
And yeah, Forrest Gumption. And, you know, we're breaking the boundaries, as they said. This was in the Journal of Aging Studies. Forbidden knowledge that these were areas we were getting into that offends religious or moral authorities. Would we offend religious people? You know, they say, well, you're interfering with God's timing. God's timing? He wanted us to live forever. And in the Bible, he started out living 900 years. Is that okay?
Yeah, I think so. It doesn't look like we're interfering or not. It looks like we're fulfilling. We're going to take a short break here and have a Heart Health Radio. We'll be right back.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Now, you got to admit, folks, do you hear this stuff anywhere else? Are you reading this anywhere else? I'm Dave Stouter, the health warrior. With me, health journalist Bill Sardi. We're just trying to bring you common sense, real science, and give you the gumption to make some of these decisions on your own. Bill, you just kind of took the lid off the box there. I want to give you time to make sure that we don't shut the top of that box too soon.
We've only got 6 minutes left, but you know, if it all adds up to you, remember my plug for Basic Math Solutions. I hope all of what we're seeing adds up for you. Just more to add, not enough vitamin B1 can cause brain damage. You know, sugar, coffee, tea, and alcohol, like a glass of wine or beer, interferes with the absorption of vitamin B1, and our brain gets older faster. Another vitamin to add to our regimen of keeping the brain young. Vitamin B1, and we talk about a special form of it called benfotiamine, and benfotiamine is the fat-soluble form. And if you can't find it, call David Stouter in Redwood City at Apple Health Foods. He'll help you find it. But, vitamin B1 made my gray hair dark again, if you're asking. Some people have asked about that. Keep your brain young, and you will be young. Another little lesson for all of us. And, by the way, we put vitamin B1 in our product called Longevinex Advantage. It's a more advanced product. And people, that's an anti-aging B vitamin. So very important for all of us. You know, we've talked a lot about macular degeneration here on this program because so many people have it, and the Longevinex capsule was found to help people support good vision in their later years of life. And I want to point out that lutein, that's that little yellow pigment, it's hidden in the green leaves of spinach. You get it from marigold flowers. They take it out of the flowers and put it in dietary supplements, helps with the very early stages of and the thinning of our retina, the retina being the film in the back of our eye where we see, and macular degeneration, a vision problem of our central vision. And so, you know, lutein and resveratrol, the red wine molecule, they halt or slow down the very early stages of that disease. So again, lutein, and by the way, you find lutein and resveratrol and vitamin B1 in Longevinex Advantage. It's a little pricier model of the Longevinex product, but really the best one for you. They're also pointing out that this early stages of macular degeneration, that you're getting it because the sunlight gets to the back of your eyes and it's unfiltered. And it would be better for you to wear blue filtering sunglasses. Now, a blue filtering sunglass called a blue blocker, the sky's going to look gray. It'll filter the blue out. Ask your optician if he'll build a pair of sunglasses for you, your eye doctor, that has a blue filter in it, or you can get some wraparound glasses, not just a regular pair of sunglasses. They look kind of brown or amber, and they'll block out. And when you look in the sky, it'll look gray instead of blue. But you need to filter out that blue light if you want to keep the retinas of your eyes young. So just another little tip for all of you. And, you know, so many of us have been hearing, and we get so much feedback on our other sponsor's product, our Garlazyme product, which is changing over a different trade name to Garlanex. But, you know, we talk about garlic so often on this show because it does so many wonderful things. And I just want to read, before we get off the air, from a complementary and alternative medicine journal that allicin, the active ingredient from garlic, is says has powerful effects in keeping the cells on the inside of our arteries young. And it says it activates things like nitric oxide and so on, which dilates or widens our blood vessels. Make sure we have good circulation to the brain and elsewhere as we get older. Garlazyme, $8.60 a month for a month's supply when you buy a four-month supply. So you get 3 one-month bags that give you one free. There's shipping is absolutely free. And if you want to find out about Garlazyme, that's 866-674-3955. 866-674-3955. And, you know, the number of reports piling up on my desk, I don't know how many medicines that garlic would replace. Certainly, if you want to try it nature's way, get a fresh clove of garlic, crush it, and then if you can get it down without the garlic breath and the pungency and the garlic odor, fine. If you want something that takes care of all that, it's the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic pill. It's called Garlazyme. It calms down that garlic breath and garlic odor, and it makes sure it ensures you get the active molecule called allicin, which you don't get from other garlic pills, even though they're advertised to provide that. Only the Garlazyme pill does that. 866-674-3955, and think about how economical it is. And it just has so many uses for our arteries to promote good bacteria in our digestive tract, to kill off the H. pylori in our digestive tract, which 52% of us have, to calm down the yeast overgrowth, which over 80% of us has, the Candida albicans in our digestive tract. All good reasons to take Garlazyme, 866-674-3955. I know both of those products just fly off your shelf at Redwood, in Redwood City at Apple Health Food State.
It's tough. We run out sometimes and people get aggravated with us. And you know, I want to say something to everybody out there. You know, Bill, I'm doing this show with you. We're talking back and forth. I'm listening to you, and I'm not trying to make you blush on the air when nobody can see, but I've always been in awe of how many studies you seem to be able to get your arms around and bring this information to us. And I just have a question for our audience out there. With all the places that you could be buying dietary supplements at different places and the different companies, I mean, I hear my good friend Bill Thardy here. This is the guy I want formulating my supplements. I mean, think about that for a minute. How many people like Bill do you know? Probably nobody. And so how many vitamin companies out there have a guy like Bill? So, you know, as we end our show and invite you back next week, Longevinex, Garlazyme, Longevinex Advantage, this is formulated by somebody who knows what he's doing. We'll see
and
you next
David,
week.
And David, a lot of folks, okay, we'll say goodbye, and I'll tell them next week all what I was going to say. Bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody. See you next week. Don't be shy. Email the show, haveaheart@thebright.com. That's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question. Give us a comment. Point is, we want to hear from you. If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.